Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. Today we are talking about how to keep happy planning going. If you're like me and have begun using numerous planners only to leave them languishing on the shelf, you're going to love this episode. If you haven't listened to my last episode called Why Happy Homeschool Moms Are Planners, you'll want to listen to that first. To go directly to that episode, go to ultimateradioshow.com/happyplanners. Once you listen, come back and check in with my guest, Deanna Navarro.
Okay, well, Deanna, we're talking about planners and planning, and I know one of the most common complaints that I hear about planners is, I buy a planner, I start using it, and then I stop using it. I just drop it and it sits on the shelf. Do you have any tips to help moms who are planner dropouts stop, but keep using their planner? What motivates you so much to keep using your planners?
For me, I only buy planners that work for the way my brain works. I need something that I can do several different things in and kind of create the look and the feel that I want. I need to be able to make a checklist. I need to be able to doodle. I need to be able to, do these certain things that work for the way my brain processes information. That's the first thing. Don't just buy it because, it's cheap or everyone else is buying it, or even because it just looks pretty. Buy it because, first of all, it helps you to create, actually put your ideas down on paper. If it's not set up in a way that you can do that, keep looking for something, or maybe just create your own that helps you to do that. I also, for me, I like pretty supplies. So if I have like pens and things like that, that I enjoy using, that helps me use my planners as well. And I think the number one thing that's changed for me this year is I leave it on the table. I leave it open on the table, especially my homeschool planner that's always open in our homeschool room. And then my family planner is open in the kitchen to where I can walk by and see it and not have to open it, find a page, do all that kind of stuff. I just like to leave it open. Another thing is I keep it simple. My homeschool planner needs to be so simple that if I'm not here, my husband or my daughter can look through it and know exactly what everybody needs to do. And I feel the same way for my homeschool planner or my holiday planner or my family planner. It needs to be simple. Everything needs to pretty much be on one page so I can just glance at it and know exactly what I need to do for that day, that week, maybe even that month on that one page. That's just what works for my brain.
Mm-hmm. I think that is very good. I love those tips. And I honestly don't think I have heard people talk about this before. It's always just, get a planner, buy this planner, isn't this planner cool? Instead of, how can you keep using a planner once you have it? Can I ask a question about how you actually use your planners? Do you have a set planning time during the week where you sit down and work on your planners?
Yes.
Okay.
I try to do every Saturday for my homeschool planner, and then Sunday night for the week, like my family catch-all planner.
Okay.
I do that on Sunday night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. I think that is a key, too. If you don't have a time to use it and plan ahead, then it's likely that you'll just stop using it.
Exactly. And then when you do have those set times, it could be a Wednesday at noon. Mm-hmm. Plan more than just one week.
Okay.
which I, because I'll wake up on Monday morning and I'm like, I have no idea what we're doing for school today because I forgot to plan that week. So I stopped just planning 1 week and I plan several weeks on the weekends, and I do the same thing for, you know, my other planners and things like that.
Okay. All right. Great advice.
I have wrestled with this issue of trying to be consistent in using a planner, and I have finally found victory. I love the tips that Deanna gave us. I have a few of my own to add. My first tip for continuing your happy planning is to see your planner as a guide, not a boss. You're the boss. And no matter what you said you wanted to do in your planner, you get to change your mind. Like a tour guide who has ideas at the ready for you, your planner is happy to take you on any side trips you want to take. A tour guide is not evaluating you, and neither is your planner. Planners don't grade our performance. If we view our planner as our boss, we will resist opening our planners and having a performance review. Here is how I solved this very pervasive problem for myself. After I have made my plan for the day, I close my planner and walk away from it. I do take a picture of my planner so I can refer to it later in the day when I feel a little lost. But closing my planner gives me permission to take the route I feel led to take through my day. Like a map, my daily plan is there to refer to if I need it. This perspective and approach have made me more likely to follow my plan for the day. The second tip I have for continuing our happy planning is to make planning the best part of our day and week. My planning always begins with time with God. I am in prayer and in the Word, and I have peace. I recognize small matters for what they are. And I'm reminded of the power I have in Christ for the big matters that are facing me. I love beginning my planning time with gratitude. That attitude is proven to improve mood, even in those who do not recognize a sovereign God. My monthly plan gives me a picture of all my family's activities and how much I have to be grateful for. I love that I have the opportunity to assess areas where I have missed the mark as well. I can leave any guilt or fear that I have right there on the page. Once I have spent time with the Lord, I feel ready to consider my priorities for the day. I make this part of planning so rewarding that I don't want to miss it. I sit in a comfortable chair with excellent light. I have blankets at the ready and often a cute little dog to cozy up to at the same time. I allow myself to use stickers and colorful pens and motivational quotes as I feel led. I end with a realistic view of how my day will go that gives me peace. Using these tips, I believe that you can continue as a happy planning homeschool mom. To access the show notes, go to homeschoolsanity.com/happy planning. Join me next time for Habits of the Organized Homeschool Mom. You won't want to miss it. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.